All right, guys, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sean Marie, and Lori Shady Ass was just in court, not in jail. She's been there since March. In here, in Madison, in Idaho. Since February, technically, if you count Hawaii. Anywho, she just had court about a good, 30 minutes ago or so. And she went to court on her 3 misdemeanors. We dropped the felony, desertion, and all that because we know where they are. They're no longer missing. We know where they are. So she has 3 misdemeanors: resisting, obstructing, and solicitation to commit a crime. And that's when calling the Melanie Gibb and everything else. So she has the 3 misdemeanors. So today she was in court. She had a pretrial. For that, they set it for a jury trial. It was moved out 6 fucking months. So that puts us into January. It's going to be a week long. So it's going to be from the 25th to the 29th. It's going to start at 9 a.m. We probably won't even get that far, to be honest. So do not count on that court date. I would not count on it if I were you. I really do believe they're going to consolidate some shit. So everybody's freaking out. Okay, because her bond was lowered. She did grant it. And it dropped down to 150, I think. And so everybody's freaking out. The judge had to. She had no legit reason to keep it at $1 million. No one in the world is in jail on $1 million bond for some fucking misdemeanors. Sorry. That just doesn't happen. That's just stupid. So it had to be lowered. But everybody needs to calm down. She's not going to get out of jail. She still has to post the $1 million for Fremont County. This is in Madison, 2 different counties. So in Fremont, she still has the case with Chad. So she still has to do that $1 million on top of bonding herself out on the 150. So There's no possible way she's going to get out of jail anyway. She's going to stay in jail even though she's already been there. Like I said, technically she's been in jail since February because she got put in jail in Hawaii in February. So technically she's been in jail since then. So it's still $1 million, like I said. So everything was moved to January for the misdemeanors, the jury trial for that. Because it's going to take Mr. Means that long to get ready. He says he needs about 6 months to prepare himself. Because I feel like we're going to learn a bunch of shit. Because he just said a bunch of stuff was going to come to him. So I guarantee you there's going to be a release on the new stuff that they have presented. So I'm sure within the next coming week or 2 weeks, we're going to hear some stuff. So Mr. Means, his thing, he's like, well, nothing's changed, Judge, really, except for one thing is she's a model inmate. Like, bitch, be good. That's all I gotta say. Sorry. And so then they're like, well, Mr. Wood, what do you have to say? Mr. Wood is now one of my favorite people on the planet. He kept referring to, I wrote bad motherfucker. You guys can't see that because of the lighting, but that's what it says by his name, quotation. Bad motherfucker. Anyway, he keeps reminding everyone that yes, they might be misdemeanors, but these misdemeanors led to the death of her children. And I loved it. He kept saying the death, the dead children. Your kids are dead. You killed your kids. And all Mr. Means had to say to that was, innocent until proven guilty, brah. Can't come at her like that yet. Because technically, we don't know the story she's going to go with just yet. So, like I said, it was lowered, but she cannot talk to anybody. She cannot talk to Chad. I do believe that includes portals because she said by any means. So, no portal talks, no nothing, no communication with Chad. No. We can't call Melanie. We can't call the niece, the other Melanie. We can't call fucking nobody. We are solo. And according to was it Woods? No, I can't remember. One of them was like, Oh, it was Mr. Woods. Because he's like, the only family this bitch even has is Chad. Everybody else is like, you done killed some kids. You killed your kids. So they're all kind of like not really Team Lori right now like they were before. I'm sure they will all come back around once we find out some things. They're going to be like, oh, don't you guys see? She needed help. We love her again. Anyway, so August, guys, we are almost there. We are almost to the point where we find out damn near everything if they keep putting it up on live stream like they are now. So on August 3rd and 4th, we have Chad. He is going in for his big hearing to see if he gets to go up to district court or if it stays at the same level, which it's going to district court. No one's stupid. And then Lori follows him up on the 9th and the 10th. She goes to hers and we get to hear the witnesses and everything they call on that to show the judge to see if she gets to go up or if she stays the same. I'm pretty sure it's going to district court as well. So like I said, no fear, everyone. Everything's fine. And my best friend Nate Eaton looks amazing in red, I just gotta say. Tip notch. Very nice. But yeah. So we really... Okay, and when Mr. Wood said that she killed her kids... Her kids were dead. That's the only time Lori even was like affected, because then she like, I believe she quickly was like, hey, innocent till proven guilty, fool. Because she talked to him, Mr. Means, real fast like. So I don't know. And that everybody just pretty much knows she's not getting out of jail. Today did not change much except for the fact that it was lowered only because it had to be. But no worries. She's still like a number one hatist. Nothing has changed. She's still a POS and the worst mother ever. And I don't know. Everybody keeps saying that if she was released, she'd kill herself. But dude, to be honest, I don't think so. Because I really think now that we're moving, like it's moving to August, what I believe Mr. Means is going to do, and this is just what I suspect he's going to do, is after July 22nd, when the world ends or whatever, is when they're going to kick up their case that showed her that when it didn't end is when she had like the revelation of like, oh my God, I followed this guy. I listened to his bullshit. I killed my kids for him. Nah, 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 nah. And they're going to be like, she was insane. Now she's different. Now she sees like there's going to be a bunch of crying. I think it's going to be super gross and emotional. And yeah, I really think that once July 22nd comes and goes is when we're going to flip this. Well, Mr. Means is going to flip the script. And then we're going to be like, well, we believe Chad all the way up until this point. And now we're as shocked as everybody else. And now she's even more stunned because now the realization's kicking in that her kids are dead. And they're going to say that too. They're going to be like, the realization that her kids are dead, like she didn't already fucking know. Mark my words, this is what's going to happen. I really believe so. I've been wrong like maybe once or twice, but for the main part, I'm usually right about this kind of stuff. But that's what I see happening. And with him, honestly, I think they're going to go and they're going to flip it on her as well. And he's going to go and be like, I was pussy whipped and I did some shit. I hit some bodies. Her brother did it. She's crazy. He's crazy. I'm good. And yeah. And they're not going to. I don't know. I really don't know what Chad's going to do yet. Because really, bruh, you can't get out of it. Like, I'm having a hard time seeing how Chad's going to be like, I don't know. She was crazy. Because she wouldn't be crazy without him being crazy. You know what I mean? Vicious cycle. It rolls downhill. So really, that's the update. she's still in jail. One bond is lowered. The other one is not going to be lowered anytime soon. We're not getting out of jail. Everybody calm down. Lori's going to stay there where she is, nice and COVA free. And yeah, we'll keep paying for her to eat. So it's fine. Isn't it? And like I said, court is in August. Get ready. Like, this is like almost like a bunch of my coworkers watch this. And I'm just saying, if I'm not at work on those days, it's not because I chose to stay home and watch her court hearing. It is. But yeah, that's the update. Bye.